All right, good morning. It is Tuesday, March the 26th. Josh checking in here, Solopreneur Grind for the SG Daily. And for episode number 25, I wanted to do something special. I like 25 increments. Shout out to the J-Mug if you're watching live. And so I figured, you know what, it's probably time to give you guys a little bit more info about who this weird dude is with the swoopy hair who goes live every Monday to Friday and talks about his business. So for episode 25, or the SG Daily number 25, I'm going to go into a little bit more detail about exactly who I am and what I do. I want to be a little bit more authentic and upfront with everyone and give you a better picture, because the better you understand my business, the more it'll put everything I say in perspective from previous episodes and future episodes, dailies. What I'm planning on doing is I'm on episode 23 for the SG podcast. When I get to episode 25 of that, I'll do kind of a deep dive. But for right now, SG Daily, I like to keep to, 5 to 7 minutes. So, anyways, a little bit about me. My name's Josh. I have a J mug, again, holding this up for those watching on YouTube. And I like my routine, hence why I have the same mug, or I use the same mug every morning. I do the same routine every morning. I record the SG Daily around the same time every morning. And I think I've been like that for a long time. Long story short, because I don't want to bore anyone, is that I am a lawyer. I work, I live in Toronto, and Toronto, Canada, for those who don't know. And the lighting just got real dark in here, so I'm going to try and shift around. And Toronto is not the capital of Canada. I was born in Ottawa, which is the capital of Canada. Moved here about a year and a half ago, right when I started a law firm with an older lawyer. He's more of a mentor. He's kind of semi-retired. I got a really unique opportunity to start up a new law firm under his guidance in kind of a new emerging niche. And a year and a half later, things are going really well. We've built up a good client list in this continually emerging niche, and as a younger lawyer, I've been able to take advantage of things like social media, creating content, and what I think is just being a more quote-unquote modern lawyer, because the industry is quite old and traditional, and they have their old and slower processes. And so what I've been working on is building a more kind of modern law firm, quick response times, tech-enabled. I'm using things like Google Forms, Zapier to make the client experience as positive as possible, and good client service. I mean, when it comes down to it, business is actually quite simple in theory. I mean, a lot of the same theories still apply. You read a lot of the current business books now. This is a bit of a generalization, but a lot of even business books now are kind of rehashing or even just slight improvements on the previous ones, right? You read the best books of the 30s, 40s, 50s. It's all this, very similar stuff. And so business itself in theory is somewhat simple. In practice, it's very hard. And probably one of the hardest parts that I've experienced is just going out and deciding what to do and then doing it every single day. Or which things to do, because you can't just do the same one thing over and over again unless you hire some people to do the stuff, some other stuff. So anyways, grew up in Ottawa, moved to Toronto about a year and a half ago, started a law firm, worked for myself. The wall that you look at, if you watch these on YouTube, the wall behind me is just my living room wall in my apartment. I do work out of a co-working space, but it doesn't actually open till 10 in the morning because it's run by a startup. And we all know the startup life. They start a little bit later than us. So I usually do the SG Daily, check emails in the morning, and then I go into the office around 10:15, and it allows me to get some of my recording stuff and more personal stuff done here in the apartment, and then I go there. So what else? Those are the basics. I like playing sports. I do talk a lot about mindset and physical and mental health. And so I do make sure to exercise. Sports is a great outlet for that. If you're not a sports fan, find something, some type of activity, even like boxing, hiking, rock climbing, archery, anything like that that'll get you up and moving and out and about. And so I have been working as a solopreneur myself for over a year and a half now. And I think there's so much that goes into it that's a lot more than just business, which is why I have this channel and all this content, because business content is so important and I love to talk about it and I do talk about it. But as a solopreneur or an entrepreneur, I think almost as important as what you do is how you take care of yourself and how you do it. Because if you have a good routine, if you have a good diet, if you have a good exercise plan, then you're going to be in a better place when you wake up every morning or when you hit the laptop every morning or desktop or whatever, notepad, whatever it is you're using. And so the content that I like to put out is a combination of business and I want to say everything else in terms of like mental health, physical health, mindset, and everything you need to run and grow a business by yourself and grow it to the point where you can start hiring other people so that you're not by yourself forever. If you want to be, that's great. But if you do want to scale past X amount, you're probably, not only are you probably going to have to hire at some point, but it's worth your while to hire at some point because you can start outsourcing the more basic tasks. So anyways, we're hitting 6.5 minutes here. I just wanted to go a little bit more about me. Hope you guys appreciate that info. And what I'm going to do on the SG podcast, so there's, if you look at my podcast, there's the SG Daily, which these are the Monday to Friday little snippets. And then I have episodes, and the episodes are with guests. So I'm interviewing other entrepreneurs, learning from them, what they've done to get where they are now, tips, tricks, lessons learned. And I think for episode 25, usually those are 30, 40 minutes, so obviously much longer. For episode 25, I think I'll do a deep dive on myself or maybe bring someone in and have them interview me or something like that. Just to give you guys a better idea of who it is spewing all of this stuff at you. Hopefully you enjoy it and it provides some value. So anyways, if you do like it, I would love for you to, you know, subscribe to the podcast or the YouTube channel. Join my email list, because that's kind of where I get nice and intimate too on my email list. I send 3 a week with more in-depth business info. And just send me your feedback too. If you like the stuff, if you have suggestions or constructive criticism, you can always hit me up on Instagram or shoot me an email, josh@solopreneurgrind.com. I check it all the time. Anyways, have a great Tuesday. Hope you enjoyed. Hope business is going well. And we'll talk soon. Take care.